across the universe. There are many topics to discuss. Four brave dads lend their voices to the cause. And together, they form Dad Tales Podcast.
Dad Tales, defenders of the universe, making magic with their microphones. Majestic heroes, riding steeds of gold. Dad Tales are the freaking best.
Dad Tales Podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Fire Team.
Fuck, I love that.
episode 114, Dad Tales Podcast. Thanks so much. I am JC Jesse, as always, every week. You know what? I want to say, on behalf of the rest of the Tales and the or Dads, thanks so much for all the feedback on the new song.
It sounds like we're like some kind of like crappy 70s band, just Dad and the Tales.
And the Tales. We've gotten more than a few messages of people that can't get that song out of their head and are like, you guys are dicks. Our plan worked. This week we have Baroque Reaper.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Baroque?
Been a long week at work, you know. I was on call and I seriously didn't get much time off, but you know, on top of that, come out this week and my daughter's just coloring all over the walls. I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, it wasn't me. I don't know how she could deny it. The writing was on the wall.
Gesundheit.
It sure was, Baroque. It sure was.
Nice.
How's your week, buddy?
Actually, it wasn't bad. I mean,
hold on, is this another joke? Because
really. It wasn't that bad.
I gotta get set up.
Yeah, no, I no. No, I'm cutting it back to one because trying to find two dad jokes a week is getting kind of hard.
Yeah.
Because it seems like there's just a lot of repeats.
True that.
So, you know.
Okay. Well, good. We also have with us Boost KDV. What's up, Kev? How's your week?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for asking.
My week has been sinus infection filled.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You said you may not be able to join us, but I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, so if I cough or sneeze, I'll try to mute the mic, okay?
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
I do have a fun fact, though.
I don't want to hear your nose running all over the microphone.
No, nose isn't running.
Okay.
It's just like clogged. My head's just clogged.
Oh, did I hear you?
Yeah. So, did you know that if you keep a goldfish in a dark room, it will become pale?
Really?
Okay. Yeah. So it becomes a whitefish?
Whitefish.
Superman? It takes its power from the sun or something? Sun. Or what's going on?
So, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna buy a goldfish and keep it in a dark room.
I'm gonna buy a goldfish. Torture it.
That seriously sounds like my daughter. Like this week, seriously, she's like, "How come you and mommy are so white?" And it's just like, "What the hell?" It's like, and it's like, "I'm always white." And then she's like, "And daddy works inside of an office." She's like, "But I have such a good tan. And what happened to you?" It's like, I don't get recess to go outside and just play in the sun. Yeah. I'm at work.
Honey, we're part goldfish. I hate to break that to you.
I'm sure that came up in 23andMe. You know, I'm like, you know, 1/3000, you know, goldfish.
23andMe. Good news. We're only a quarter goldfish. And ladies and gentlemen, I gotta tell you. Little something special here. Mr. Stu Gatso. Happy birthday, buddy. Oh, yeah. You know it's Stu Gatso's birthday today.
Yeah. La, 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 la.
Yes, it was.
If we would have known beforehand, we could have got that clip of, like, Mr. Smithers doing it, for, or Mr. Burns' little dream from The Simpsons.
Happy birthday, Mr. Smithers. But Mr. Stewie.
How's it going, Stu? Happy birthday, buddy.
Man, I had a lot of stuff to say, but I just can't remember anymore in this advanced age. I just want to tell you guys about how things were when I was a kid.
Yeah? How were they?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. It was probably a lot simpler than now. And
actually, I remember them. I was three when they happened.
Yeah, really? Onion on my belt and all that shit. Yeah, no, today was my birthday. And I think it was pretty fitting because I'm a lot closer to 40 than I thought I was until this morning. And then I started kind of like doing the math and I'm like, oh, shit, it's right there. And I kind of dadded it up as hard as I could today. Like, I woke up, I made breakfast for my daughter, and that was pretty cool. Then I cut the grass, and that was nice, too. Then I argued with my wife about it's too early to turn on the furnace. So that I had that going for me. I walked with the dog and Bob Seger came on Spotify and I was like, yes, Bob Seger. Like it was the way things should be. I don't know how else to say it.
It'd have been nice if it was like Joe Walsh, you know, like life's been good to me so far.
So
it actually
sounds
like the beginning of like a Tim Burton movie, you know, like setting up, you're going to have like some weird stranger come into town.
Big Fish 2 starring Stu Gatz.
Yeah. I wish I would have gotten a little bit of time to play some video games, but that's just not always the case.
No, it's not.
So,
well, I'm glad you had a good birthday.
Thanks, man.
And we have a friend of the show with us this evening.
I've been upgraded.
Yeah. Unalala is with us. What's happening? How's your week?
Hi, everyone. Oh, I've had... my week was like a roller coaster of mom stuff and Destiny and trying to fit them both in at the same time.
Yeah?
Yeah, my daughter had a pretty big fever, so that cut into my planned vacation Destiny time.
Oh, boy.
But she's okay now, but...
How long did you take off? Did you take off all week?
No, I had... luckily, with my job, I was able to... I had 3 days off anyway, so I just put in requests off for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I ended up having to take Thursday off because she was out of school already, second week of school, and she's out 2 days already.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
That sucks.
Yep.
Yeah, we had school started this week for us, and Stu, your daughter started this week too, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, since the last time we recorded, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we started Tuesday. And then I decided to take off on, I took off on Wednesday because I was like, I'm not taking off Tuesday because it's not going to drop till 1 o'clock.
You miss half a day.
Yeah, you miss half a day just like goofing around. So I was like, forget that. Wednesday it is. So it was just Joshy and I, and he just played Fortnite next to me and kept talking to me. I want to play that Destiny, Dad. I was like, you can't play.
Not yet.
No.
You can watch.
No, and then every time he would log into this Xbox... The other Xbox is made so, like, every time it logs in, it logs me in. Mm-hmm. So it would log me out of my games.
Yeah.
Like, I would be, like,
flying.
Yeah, because
whatever's the parent one.
No! I mean, I said, screw that, and got rid of it. I guess we should, let's just freaking get into this thing.
Hey, mister, have you played any video games this week?
I played video games every fucking night, bitch.
Oh, yeah, I did play video games every
night. Yeah, pretty.
So,
yeah, pretty
so
much
did I. And I had the experience that, you know, I haven't had in a long time.
Yeah.
I had one more game syndrome and then ended at 3 a.m. Was like, oh, I really need it. Because it was like, that's one. I can get one more game in. No, that wasn't just one more game. And then, you know, yeah, 3 o'clock, I'm like, I better go to sleep.
Well, every night from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I went to bed past 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then actually on the weekend is when I went to bed early. I'm such an idiot. Like, during the week, I have to wake up early and go to work. I'm staying up all night playing video games. And
yeah,
I don't know.
Friday and Saturday, I did not go to bed. I did not play video games. I kind of went to bed early. but I laid in bed watching YouTube videos.
So you're stuff, gaming by proxy.
Yeah, on stuff for the next day. But like before that, I mean, it'd probably been like a good 7 days at going to bed like past 1:30. So I was kind of fried. I was ready to go to bed. But then Josh has been getting into bed with us and then waking us up, like kicking us, and he, because he sleeps, it's like we look like the letter H laying in bed.
He sleeps perpendicular.
Yeah. So this morning we were both like, dude, you can't get in bed with us anymore. Like, no more ice pops. If you get in bed with us, like, so hopefully that will kind of work out. But it's been a good week of Destiny. I have to say, like, this is huge. It's especially huge since Boost is playing again too.
Yeah, I know. That's incredible.
A little bit. I don't get to play too much.
Yeah.
You got distracted.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you cave and end up pre-ordering or not?
I didn't pre-order. I bought it on the day it came out.
Yeah, that first day... Oh, no, I guess that first night... Did we all play together? I don't know. I forget what even that... Oh, no, I know what it was. I was playing with, like, Rocker and... Who else was it? Was it you, Baroque, or was it...
Yep.
Yeah.
It was me, because I ended up being homesick, and I was actually legitimately sick that day.
Yeah, that's right. And we just played... We didn't even play any of that. We just played public events.
We played for a couple hours, and we got to, like, level 40-something, and then we're like, all right, now we're going to go into the story.
Yeah. But I spent all day Wednesday playing with Racer, pretty much. So we went through the story. And, yeah, it was... Man, it's a lot of fun. It was... I think the story was, like... The perfect amount of story. Boost, have you finished it?
I have not.
Okay.
I don't care about spoilers. You can. I don't really care.
I think we should wait on spoilers for about a week. I mean, let's be realistic.
Yeah. Well, by the time this comes out, anybody that worries about spoilers, tough shit. So.
Yeah, but there's.
If they're worried about spoilers, they're probably not listening to the show.
I heard the story's not that long anyway.
But there's not really anything to spoil. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, you know what you're going to have to do. Like,
they tell you you're hunting the Barons, and that's what you do. The missions are cool as fuck. Mm-hmm. They really are. Like, everyone just seems to kind of get better and better. Like, when Baroque and I did it, we basically played through them, like, I'm going to say in order, just from the lowest recommended light up to the highest. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of, they kept getting better and better. I don't know. There were some really cool missions in there. I don't know. It's nice. Everybody's excited again about Destiny. And that's, it's kind of fun to see.
They were also unique is what I liked about them. You know what I mean? Like every single adventure was just, it took you all over
the Tangled Shore. It's a little bit
different. It takes you all over the Tangled Shore. Man, the Tangled Shore is huge. Yeah, there's so much cool shit in there.
Yeah. I also like the fact that they gave every Baron a little bit of its own personality. It's not just like, I'm going to kill you when I'm a mad bomber. Oh, I'm going to kill you when I'm a sniper. I'm going to kill you. It's like, no, they just gave them like random. It's like the A-team, except with eight of them.
Yeah.
So one thing that I did know. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm actually really appreciative that they snuck in some Baronesses in there.
Yeah, that's
just cool. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Go ahead, Stu. What were you going to say?
So, I know I played through the main story with Baroque. Like, the two of us pretty much went through the whole thing together. Did you guys play it solo or with a fire team? Or?
I played the first... The first mission kind of till you get to the Baron stuff by myself. And then I went to bed, and then the next day I met up with Racer, and we kind of went through all of them. And
so
I didn't
know, you did the Barons together.
Yeah, and then
okay,
and then the end.
What about you, Lana?
I did the first mission solo because I like to do like the very first one as far as like story wise, and then I hopped in with who did I play with? I played with Lonboy and Dakota, and then we went through the rest of them, which was great. So like I like to take that first one because that's usually the story heavy mission and reserve that for myself so that way I don't have to tell people to shut up so I can hear what they're saying.
Fair. I don't know. The reason I was asking is because we destroyed those Barons. Like, there was not one fight that I remember thinking this is difficult at all. Like, we just killed them. I don't know how else to say it. I'm kind of looking forward to the second playthrough, and I think I might do it solo just to kind of feel a little bit of a challenge, at least a little bit of the mechanic of the fight.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder if we would have played through it not having leveled up as much as we did.
That's true too. We were pretty over leveled.
Well, I mean, I didn't play anything before going into the story, and we just straight up went through the story missions. And by the end of the storyline, I was 50 and 502 light, and that's without doing any type of like. I mean, yeah, we tooled around the Tangled Shore and stuff like that, but you're supposed to.
Yeah.
I didn't really do anything more than I think that they expected us to do.
Yeah, it was nice. You know, I loved all those fights. And when I was playing with Racer, I didn't know how much time like I would have with another person. So I was like, and I think he had played with him. I don't know if you went to bed, Baroque, or if you guys did some of the Barons the night before. Like
we
Tuesday
had
night.
Gotten up to the Barons and we stopped. Okay. That was it.
Because he went and did one. He had done some already. And I was like, well, which one is like hard? Let's go do that first. Like I didn't even look at the light level. We just kind of like jumped around. I was like, let's go do this. And so that was pretty neat. I don't know. It's just a lot of fun. And then going through that, and it's like, well, where the fuck is the Dreaming City at? What's this all about? And then getting in, like, finally getting into the Dreaming City, and then, holy shit, there's this whole other thing that's just as
also
big.
Also huge.
Also big, like, as big as the Tangled Shore. It's crazy.
I can't wait. I haven't unlocked it, but that's what everybody says. They're like, it's as big, if not bigger, than the Tangled Shore, and it's all these mysteries and secrets, and, like, all I'm thinking of is, like, man, I'm never going to learn this thing. This thing sounds massive. Like,
well, that's the thing is I'm seeing all these people tweet this stuff or like, and in these YouTube videos, and you think there's a lot of like materials and stuff like in the regular game. There's like all this shit. I don't even know what it is. Like, where am I infusing this? And it's like today when we're talking about like infusion and like you have to spend so much stuff to infuse anything. Like, the economy is really kind of, I don't know, I think it's a little fucky right now.
You say that, but, like, honestly, I looked at how many, like, in the Tangled Shore, I just, here's the thing, and I pick it up while running around doing patrols and stuff. Yeah. I have over 300 planetary materials already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they do build up, but I'm saying, like,
Masterwork cores.
The Masterwork cores and that stuff is going to get expensive. But I'm sure, like, over time we're going to build all that stuff up. But I'm trying not to infuse. I'm just kind of using the stuff as I get it right now to kind of play around with stuff. You know, I think as far as armor goes, it's just like, if this is higher, I'm putting it on. I don't care what's on it. So I haven't even gotten to that whole max kind of point yet.
I mean, I really think that's what they were doing with the Masterwork cores is like, okay, instead of like just in, because they had to make a way so you weren't just like, here's my better devils I've had. Let me just keep infusing the same damn gun up forever.
Yeah.
They, you know, it's kind of an artificial way to force you to play with the new guns, but it actually at the same point makes it go, okay, what gun do I have now that I really, really like? I'm going to put motes in. I'm going to put everything into making that a fully masterworked one versus let me just masterwork everything.
Yeah. I got to say, I did masterwork my bow just because it was, I saw the bow and I'm like, okay, get from Petra. You're getting the works.
The first one?
Yeah.
What level do you have to get it up to? It goes to 10, right? So you took it to
10. Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
And you start using masterwork cores once you hit 3, and four is 1, 5 is 1, and then it starts going to 2. But I did do that to a gun.
You really like that bow.
Well, I did do it on 1, and I dismantled it, just going like, oh, let's see. And it gave me back 10 masterwork cores when I dismantled it.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, nice. So, you know, if you really don't like it, there is a good refund you get back from the guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
I also have to say, like, I mean, just like the look of everything, like the look of the Dreaming City. And I was saying to Stu, I was like, it looks like Destiny mixed with like Lord of the Rings. Like, it's just so freaking cool.
It is. It's beautiful.
And
that first mission on there is no joke. I played that solo and it's just like, this is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did that solo as well. Today, well, when did I get in there? I must have got in there like maybe like Saturday or something. I didn't get a chance to play much. And I saw like some people in the blind well, but then they kind of dissipated when I got there yesterday. So then this morning, I got up. I kind of used the excuse of Josh waking us up. I was like, I'll take him. We'll go downstairs. I was like, come on, Josh, let's go. We hop on. And so I start, like, kind of exploring and doing all the stuff that I wanted to do. And then went to the blind well, and there was, like, a ton of us there. So we started doing that. And, you know, and that is kind of like the new escalation protocol type of thing for the Dreaming City, right? And it's a lot of fun. Like, it was, I mean, it was super fun. I mean, there's three tiers that you could do. And we're pretty much doing, like, tier one. Because I think as far as, like, the drops, and I think you get them from public events. You can get the keys to do, to open up the blind well. And then I believe you could also buy stuff from Petra.
You can buy them, Petra. Yeah. Yep.
I didn't buy any. The ones I had dropped. So we kept doing it. And it's pretty fun. Like, you're in this, I don't know if it's really spoilery. I mean, it's just like, it's a public event that you kind of create, just like, you know, escalation protocol. But there's, like, really cool mechanics to it. And yeah. Have any of you guys done that yet?
No, yeah. I literally unlocked it, and then that was all I've done for Dreaming Cities. I've unlocked it.
You know, what'd you think?
Well, I've done it a bunch of times. I still haven't gotten the specific drop that I'm looking for, which is a spoiler, so I'm not going to say it, off level two. But every time I go in there, there are a ton of people there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, even yesterday, I went in the morning, and I was by myself, and I walked in there, and there was, like, six people just standing there, and I'm like, sweet. And then we just totally wrecked it. Yeah. It was really fun.
It's a lot of fun.
So is it like a dedicated arena type of
yeah.
area?
Yeah,
so
you go there, and if there's people there, then you just join in. Or you could kind of start it off, and then
I think Court of Oryx.
Yeah, I was going to say,
is that Court of Oryx?
I'm feeling like the Court of Oryx, kind of, from the descriptions of it, but I wonder if, like, what's it going to take for them to fully embrace that kind of thing? You know, you got your escalation protocol, you got your blind well. What if there was something like that on every planet, but it was just a playlist that you went into, and it was matchmaking, and you could go in with, you know, eight or nine people, whatever the hell they set the teams at, but you go in for that specific event. So it's never, oh, if there's people there, maybe we can complete it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's kind of like the one drawback to what I think the blind well is, because it suffers from the same thing as escalation protocol and Court of Oryx, where you have to try to zone in with people, and it actually ups the ante. It makes it so much more difficult to zone in with other people that you're actually actively trying to zone in with, because you have to go through, like, two or three zones before you get to that zone. Mm-hmm. So there's that many ways that can branch off in instances that really kind of thwart the matchmaking system, like the self-made matchmaking system that people come up with.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically Bungie just went, you're not doing this again.
Yeah, but I don't know if they intentionally did that. I don't know if it was just something like, oh, derp.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if it's just something that's too difficult to implement in a matchmaking system. No, I don't know. It just seems like it's tailor-made for that, you know?
I really think that they're, like, they have got this, like, thing where they want people to make friends and meet other guardians, and they're just kind of, like, really sticking to that. You know what I mean?
So what if they just limit the teams?
You can make matchmaking for the raid. Of course you can do all this stuff.
But you can only go in with a team of three, a fire team of three.
Mm-hmm.
Cap it at that. You know, this way, in something like that where it's nine people maximum, you're going to have three full fire teams of people that, you know what, these guys are awesome. Let's play with them again. And, you know, that's how you could kind of, I don't know, I just feel like it's, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining. Everything I've played so far has been phenomenal. I'm loving every change that they've made, pretty much. The new supers, holy shit. Can we talk about the new supers for a
Hold
second?
On. I just want to go back to the blind well for one second, because there's something in there that that I thought to myself. So one of the main mechanics is, and so if you go in there, this isn't a spoiler, hopefully this is helping you out, but you have to, you know, like how in the world now there are those shiny guys, the shiny yellow bars, right? So you have to kill the shiny yellow bars, and they drop this thing called Harmony, and then that's what you use to break the shield of the bosses. Okay? So, you're welcome. but I just kept thinking the whole time that I'm trying to get this thing is this. Army with Harmony. So the whole time I'm trying to kill these things, and I'm like, come on, dude. Come on. Army with Harmony. Let's go. Sorry. I just wanted to use that.
No, you never have to be sorry for dropping shit like that.
Worth it.
Never.
But yeah, the new supers are awesome. What did you guys all pick?
I was just going to ask that. I'm going to start off because I picked that fucking Stormcaller Hadouken looking thing. Oh my god, I love it.
How is that?
Oh my god. It melts bosses.
Yeah.
When you like tether them or melting point or something, and then you just it's disgusting.
Now, do you go up in the air for that?
Yeah.
You and can then
do okay.
I don't know. I always seem to be activating it when I'm jumping around. Okay. So, but the only drawback, at least in PvP, is I can't freaking see when I'm using that thing. It's just this blast of blue. I can't see down a hallway or anything like that. Like I'm just like I don't know. But still, you'll rack up double and triple kills like nothing with that thing.
Awesome.
A lot of fun. What'd you choose?
I chose to be Electric Superman. And I love it. Racer was using the new Sunbreaker. And I like that. I think that's really cool. And
Tornado?
Yeah, I'm going to do that next. Because I love that you could throw that hammer and then get it back. So, and like all the, I guess like the memes of people throwing it back and forth to each other is pretty funny. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've always loved Striker Titan. And I had to go with that one first. And it's a lot of fun to just be like over here. And then all of a sudden you're just like, and you just zero in on the guy. But it doesn't last forever. Like when we were just playing Gambit and I was trying to take out the invader and I was way, way across the map and it was just like, he was like right here and I just kind of like petered out right before him. I was like, God damn it.
There was this clip somebody posted, you know, that meme. It's like, babe, come over. My parents aren't home.
Yeah.
He says, can't, I'm playing Forsaken or no, something like that. And he says, babe, come over. He says, can't play Forsaken. My parents aren't home. And then the Superman Titan stops, turns around, and just goes flying off the map. It's pretty funny.
It was a lot of fun. Broke, what'd you choose?
I went with the Spectral Blades on the Night Stalker.
Oh, nice. The Invis Blades, right?
You go Invis at first, and everybody kind of... It looks like I'm a Predator all of a sudden, because everybody's kind of flashing red.
Oh, cool.
It's cool. That part's cool.
That is a PvP made super.
It is. It's really PvP. PvE, you do destroy stuff, but you go almost too fast. Because if you just like hit the button and like you just start spamming it, your character just flies all around and it's like hard to even know where you, like you stop and like, all right, where am I? There. But I mean, it's cool because it's Night Stalker, so you can go invisible. The way you go invisible is by precision kills while crouched. And it also activates that, like, Predator view, even behind walls. So, it's fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know for PvE if it still beats out my old school, you know, Tether, but it's fun. I have fun with it. It is fun in Gambit, because you just jump in there, run a little, oh, there they are, go invis, and then it's like they came in, you know, they just see a little puff of smoke running around.
Mm-hmm.
Until I'm up on them, and then I tear them up.
Oh, that's awesome. How about you, Yuna? What'd you choose?
I also went Spectral Blades.
Ooh, okay.
Yes. It is actually really fun. So you're absolutely right. It does super melt things in PvE, but you do have to be careful because if there's too many mobs around, it's very easy to lock onto other ones.
You're hitting the boss, also a little mob walks by, and you're like, nope, I'm gone.
But you know what? Blade Dancer was exactly like that. So that happened to me on Blade Dancer all the time, too. I did use it a couple times in PvP, and it was really cool to kind of just sneak up on someone, do a heavy hit, and immediately disappear, and then walk up to the person next to them because they don't know where I am anymore, and just kill them right next to them. It's like,
excuse me.
Boop, boop, bye. Boop. And it looks really awesome because you're like doing all kinds of like backwards somersault midair flips. It's really cool.
I keep forgetting to do the heavy hit. Like, I just do the light one all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you go so fast when you do it.
Yeah, it's like boom, boom, boom. I'm like, is my finger... I don't know if I can move my finger fast enough to go as fast as I think the game wants to let me go.
Oh, that's awesome. What about you, Boost? What'd you choose, buddy?
I didn't choose anything because I don't have anything yet.
He's like, I chose Black Ops 3. What do you think about
it? I thought you were playing the game. What the hell?
I thought you were too. I thought you got that far.
No.
No.
I played PvP. I played maybe twice.
Okay.
I mean, from what I've seen...
What are you going to choose? How about that?
Definitely the Warlock with the Raiden type thing.
The Kamehameha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. It's pretty good.
From what I've seen, they seem pretty powerful.
Yes.
I haven't run into any of them yet.
Especially in PvP. Like, if you see one of the new supers, you're dead. Like, there's no chance.
Pretty much.
So, going back to the well for a second, when I went and I did that, we actually had a Warlock with the new Sunsinger.
Mm-hmm.
And... Man, that thing took us topped off. So, I had gotten tethers at that point. So between the two of us, it was just orbs everywhere and no one died.
Well, I was trying to figure that out because I was like, how am I getting my super back so fast? And then finally I realized that guy kept, you know, putting his sword in the ground thingy.
I'm really, really tempted by that, but I keep looking at the new Void Supers for the Warlock, too. And I'm like, oh, that thing looks disgusting in PvP.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're so just basically zipping around. What I'm saying is this. You don't go wrong picking any of those new Supers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So far, yeah, it seems to be. They really did a bang-up job with those things. They nailed it.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I was really excited that they did offer the Spark again. The one Spark, I guess, for free with this to bring a character up to 30 if you start... Well, no, I guess you could start one. Because I had my Warlock, but it was only... I think it only been through, like, the first mission or something like that.
Awesome.
Yeah, so...
My Titan might, you know, who's never still played any of the story mission, that's level 23, maybe I can just, you know...
But if
get them up to 30.
If you do that, they don't get to enjoy the spoils of running through any of that, I think, because it's like, because it basically tells you, like, if you do this, it basically acts as if you have played it through everything. And then, you have all your existing supers up to that point. You don't have to level any of those up, and you automatically get to...
That sounds fantastic.
That's exactly...
30. Yeah.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing. If you want to do it...
PlayStation, I'm going to have a second character finally.
Yeah, if you want to do it for a second... and that's the thing. I was like... With all this new content, I was like, fuck, dude, I don't want to, like, level another character. Because I only had the Warlock left to do. And that just really seemed like a daunting task. Like, part of me was like, man, maybe I can convince Lowat to run this thing through. He runs, like, deletes characters and starts them over again. Maybe he'll do it.
This is my 14th Warlock that I've maxed.
Oh, he already has three super... He's got three characters up to 50 already or some crazy shit
like
that.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, he's a beast. But, yeah, so I did that, and then I was like, oh, well, what would it be? It's like $30 if you want. Basically, it's $30 a character. If you only have one, you get one free, and then you would have to pay $30 for the third one.
That's too expensive for me.
PlayStation, I still have just the one, and I started another one, but didn't really do much on it. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to have a second character there, and then I'll eventually, like in Xbox, if I can put that on my Titan and just get him all the way up, I'm all for that. I don't need to. That was my thing. I'm like, I don't really want to run through the vanilla story
again.
Ever again. And I'm not going to. Yeah, the hunted. My hunted like is like 26, 327.
He'll
be fine.
My Titan is level 23 already, and he still never played the first mission.
Yeah.
And that was just I ran around doing public events and stuff. So I had Duskquiet shards to spare when I started this. But it's like, I don't mind the vanilla story until you get about halfway through it, and then it's just like,
Can I
just go kill him already? Yeah. I've got power. Can I just, you know, shoot him in the face?
I think it's the part where you have to get to level 15, and maybe you're not level 15 yet, so you gotta stop the story,
and then grind
till you get to 15, and then finish it off.
Actually, it's about the time you have to go fight Thumos, and I know you're down to the last few missions, but it's like, those missions just seem to be...
Broke.
So
spoilers
long.
For Destiny 2 campaign, man.
Yeah, you know.
See, I've done it 6 times, and I'm done doing it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, honestly,
everybody's like,
I was thinking
PC.
About it.
No.
Well, I did it
once on the PC, and I'm done.
And on PC, my character is only like level 5 or 6 or something. Mm-hmm. Nothing. So I haven't even done the vanilla campaign. So if I buy it there, and I just hit click,
then you're
you
there.
You know, my main thing was like, oh yeah, but all of those old weapons and stuff, you know, I'm going to miss out on them. They're totally fucking useless anyways.
Yeah, like, that was the thing.
There's literally one weapon that I would want, and that's the Nameless Midnight. That's it.
Yeah.
I can't think of another weapon that I'd be like, oh, I needed to have that. It's just, I don't care about any of them. They're useless now, so it makes it really freaking tempting.
I was holding on to all this stuff, and then Thursday night I was like, fuck this. And I went to my vault, and I fucking deleted everything.
Yeah, suppose we should put up. How many people went into their vault this week and just went, oops, screw all this, delete.
Can you delete from within the vault?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I only have 50 vault spaces left.
Now? Or you did?
I am a dirty hoarder.
Can we clip that?
Yeah, 100%. You just fell into that one.
35, 50.
Oh, gotcha. We need to clip Stu saying you just fell into that one, and then, you know, put that right with I'm a dirty whore right after it. That'll be perfect.
I said hoarder.
She said hoarder. Jesus, Baroque. Oh, my God.
Damn. Don't clip any of it now.
I'm not clipping anything. I'm cutting this whole portion out.
Please.
I'm a dirty hoarder, Baroque.
Hoarder. Sorry, I'm from Boston. We don't say R's. I'm a dirty hoarder.
I'm a dirty hoarder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. So, how's your vault now?
It's full.
You only have 50 vault spaces left now? Oh, my gosh. What are you doing? Are they all blues?
I'm banging all of my purples so I can go through all the perks afterwards.
Yeah, that's a good call. There's a bunch that I know are shit, so I'm like, you know what, forget this. Yeah. I'm not even keeping it. But I've kind of been doing the same thing. And what I'm doing is I usually play with Dim right next to me and just move stuff around on my PC. Mm-hmm. And to make it not look like I'm cluttering my vault, I load everything on the other two characters. I'm like, oh, I got plenty of vault space. But then you look at like my Warlock and my Hunter. There's like no fucking space.
It's like
on
you
either.
Cannot move anything over there.
What have you guys gotten this week that you really like?
I got a Misfit that I am in love with. I will not shut up until everybody gets a gun like this one. It's probably better for PvP. The more I play with it there, it's just... So it's one of those bullet hose auto rifles.
Yeah, I love it too.
But it has this freaking perk that it's like sway reduction. I don't know how else say it, but it stays fucking straight. You just shoot forever with this thing. It's like 50 rounds and it's crazy. With Rampage and something else that makes it reload super fast when it's empty. So it's pretty good. Pretty good. Great range. A lot of fun.
Yeah, there's just a lot of cool, really cool guns. I got this one in the story, and it is... Let me see if I can find it here. I think it's Death by Scorn. Sidearm. And it's full auto. Oh my gosh, it's bananas. And then there was another one that I was using. It kind of looks like The Last Hope a little bit. The Last Dance. That's when I started using. I got that like pretty early in the story. If anybody works at Bungie or if anybody knows anybody at Bungie, maybe they heard something like, hey, Justin from Dad Tales Podcast really digs chess pieces and sidearms. So let's just give him all of those. That's a myth. Don't believe the hype because I feel like that's all I've gotten all week is sidearms and chess pieces.
Everybody has that. What's everybody's one thing that they get?
Yeah.
I saw on Twitter today, I was scrolling through, and a lot of people were actually saying that the overabundance, like, I don't need any more sidearms. Like, why are there sidearms everywhere? That's all I'm getting is sidearms.
There's a sidearm city.
I've gotten the one, it looks like a cow. It's called
Autumn
something.
It looks like a cow?
Yeah. It looks like a cow. It's called the Autumn something. Like when you see the little tile icon of it, it looks like I don't know how else to say it, but like a spotted cow.
I'm looking through all my. Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm looking to see if I have it.
Autumn something, I think it is. No, wait, hang on. Let me tell you what it is.
Are you thinking of autumn wind?
That probably. I always have it on my mind.
That doesn't. Look
I love
like a cow.
That gun.
You know what seems really strong? The bows on PC.
Oh, I love my bow.
The bows
so
are
much.
Everywhere on PC.
It is. It's called Anonymous Autumn.
Oh, I definitely
or
need that.
Anonymous.
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 Anonymous. Anonymous.
Anonymous. Anonymous.
Now I'm looking. Yeah, I got it. It looks like a cow. I can get you to say. Yeah, it's got like a modeled. Yeah, it's good. It's modeled.
It's kind of hard
it's
to
like
see.
It's like piebald or something.
If you see it in the game, it looks a little bit different than Ishtar Command. Like, it's pretty small on Ishtar here. It's hard to see. Even DIM. Anyways, looks like a spotted cow. It's not very good, but I've got it three times, so, you know.
So there's that.
I've only gotten one bow, and that's no turning back, but I really like it.
Yeah, I've gotten two bows. So I got the no turning back is the one from Petra.
Yeah.
And then the other one I got went into the special slot, and that one is the subtle calamity.
Ooh.
So.
I love that one.
Is that the one that you got that void?
Yeah. And it's got explosive tips on it, just like no turning back. So for me, it's perfect.
Like Rambo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's what my no turning back is. Is everybody's first drop the same? Or are they?
The no turning back is the same roll no matter what.
Right.
Yeah, that's okay. That's a story mission.
Mm-hmm. For the first one. Okay. Oh, for
but
all.
The,
no, I don't so know. I got another one that
on,
was
yeah,
exactly
I have another
the
one
same.
That is.
They're the exact same on that one. But the subtle calamity can come with random perks on that one because I've gotten four so far. The first one I got was still the best one, but that bow's a beast.
Yeah, I got hip fire grip on that bow, and I'm like, that's a little weird.
I think mine's hip fire grip, rampage, and explosive tips or something. It's something, but it's like rampage. Mm-hmm. Rampage on a bow should not be allowed.
Mm-hmm. Really?
But it oh because it's like. You start one-shotting everything after it's like rampage time three, and it's so easy to keep it
and
going.
It just stays, yeah. That's
because
awesome.
None of it counts as reloading. So as long as you keep firing it and killing stuff, it stays procced.
Holy shit. That sounds awesome.
I just got a Bygones from the last Gambit match we played, and I think that's that's his vendor weapon this week with... let's see.
Is that the pulse rifle?
Yeah.
That's the pulse rifle that everybody's in love
yeah,
with.
Yeah, it's either in my first... the first perk is either armor piercing or ricochet with rampage and outlaw. So I'm looking
for it. I haven't gotten that one yet. I did get a weird pulse rifle, the right side of wrong. Which
I have that one too.
I kind of like it, but it's... got a weird kick to it, like it kicks to the right side, which is really bizarre, and definitely not what I'm used to. But I've
is that
kind
the
of
one that fires
compensated.
The four round?
Okay, so that's the energy weapon that shoots four rounds.
Yeah,
and then they have a kinetic one that's identical to it. Like the stats are there's a kinetic one that's the exact, and I have both of them. Yeah. So it just feels weird when you're running around with them because you don't remember which one you're on because they both just go. Brr, 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 yep. brr,
I'm, oh, I'm reading. I'm reading a review on Dim. It says, "For right side or wrong, we got to bring back the Dim reviews, the really funny ones."
Oh yeah.
This is,
well now that we have random rolls.
Yeah, this is Colostomizer says.
Colostomizer.
I think that's his name. Yeah, it says I have a god roll on this thing, and it's still trash.
You know, I don't mind mine. Mine has Headseeker, and so it was by the time I hit the fourth, it was like clocked it right there, but.
I don't know. I don't
pulse
like
rifle
those four.
Person anyways.
I am, and I don't like those four burst ones. They don't feel right. I don't know how else to say it. They just don't feel right to
you
me.
You know what does feel right? Grenade
What's
launchers.
That? Oh my god,
they've
yes.
Made a dramatic increase in awesomeness.
I haven't used those anything else.
Those are the other things that I keep getting a million of. Yes. I swear to god, I've gotten like four different play of the games.
I've gotten two exotics and
edge
one
transit
of them was
is
the
another
colony.
One. I keep getting the edge transit. And I know this perk is kind of cool. It's the Genesis. Breaking a combatant's shield fills its magazines from the reserves. Energy weapons regenerate ammo on hit when matching the same damage type to the combatant's shield.
That's pretty
cool. Yeah, I like that.
That's like a PvE perk, obviously. Yeah, yeah. But,
But yeah, I do still like, I did infuse my play of the game.
I had a good play of the game. And I got rid of that one instead of the crappy one because apparently I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I did get a Forsaken play of the game and it's not nearly as good. So I just decided to infuse that one.
Yeah, I had one that had a proximity of mines. And that was perfect because I don't even have to really aim either. I just have to get near them and it explodes. And I got rid of that one and now I can't get a good one.
And there's some really like, just the artwork on these guns. I mean, there's some really, really cool looking guns. Mm-hmm. Like, I love the Tiger Spite. Like, that one looks really awesome. All the Dreaming City gear, it's just kind of like a super cool look to it. I can't wait to see what the raid gear looks like.
Yeah. I'm waiting for that. But the only exotic I've gotten that's new, it looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That new sword.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I'm so jealous. Crazy. I haven't gotten a single new sword yet.
I haven't gotten a single, anybody gotten a new exotic?
Nope.
Yeah.
Other than Baroque.
What'd
you get?
I got the Hunter Arms.
Oh, nice.
What do they do?
Let me see.
Are those the ones that are like metal looking?
They were the ones for the, where are they? Let me see if I can pull them out. I can't remember the name of them. I put them in the bank. They're the ones for the, there we go. The Shards of Galanor. So they're the ones for the new solar one. Which, typically, that's probably the last one I'm going to unlock anyways.
Yeah, isn't that always the case? You get the piece of armor.
So that's almost decent. So that's kind of like the Orpheus rig, but for your arms.
Yeah.
Your mobility, shotgun, and sword scavenger. But that's what it is. Oh. But yeah, I mean, so that seems pretty decent. And it does look pretty cool. It almost looks like you're wearing the Iron Throne on your arms.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got the Black Talon, and I went to go look at the reviews for it. This is an actual review for it. Smells really good.
That's funny. Yeah, we were talking about this in our chat. Like, I'm kind of like okay with exotics not dropping kind of fast and furious.
Me too.
Because, yeah. I mean, I feel like at the beginning of D2, like, within the first couple of weeks, everybody's getting everything.
I have, but two exotics.
Yeah.
But now it makes it exciting again. And,
right.
You know, I'm okay with not getting one. I know I'm going to get something. Mm-hmm. I hope, knock on wood.
Yeah.
I hope I'm going to get something, but that first drop is going to be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, when that one dropped, I'm not going to lie, it was just like, yes! I mean, because the only drop I had before that was a Prometheus lens, and it's like, wow, this game looks, because I mean, I've gotten about 30 of those to drop. In fact, I have two in my vault, one on each character, and I've deleted about six of these. So I was just like, oh, yeah, another Prometheus lens. And then I got the sword, and I was just, and it's like, it's at 1:30 in the morning. And I'm like, I can't yell because I'll wake up somebody and I'll be in big trouble.
Yeah, I did get one exotic, and it was a Crest of Alpalupi. And I was like, whatever. I'll put it on. It was, it was higher than the rest of my stuff. So, I mean, I was kind of excited to get that. But, yeah, other than that, there's been nothing. I wonder if I'm going to complete an exotic quest before I actually get an exotic drop at this point. But there's lots of cool things to figure out. Like there's Prime Engrams that kind of drop, and then
those are awesome.
Yeah, because the other day,
how those come in?
Okay,
where do
they come in? Here's what happens.
I just picked one up.
You can get a Prime Engram, and I was just watching a video about this while I was putting Josh to bed. You can get a Prime Engram to drop from a Yellow Bard boss, right? So you pick that up. It's automatically higher than any gear that you have. It's a powerful piece of gear. And so my advice to anybody that gets this, if you haven't heard any of this information yet, go decrypt it right away. Because if you hold on to it, it's not going to scale with you.
Right.
The powerful engrams, they will scale when you get there. The prime, don't. Go decrypt it right away. Put on whatever it is. So after you get that, Racer was mentioning, he was like, man, I've got this buff. This prime buff. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, well, I have the tune. I don't know where that came from.
You get it from the prime engram. Once you decrypt it, now you are more susceptible to getting it for like whatever period of time. I think it's like, I don't know, 2 hours or something like that.
Wow, so, that would explain something.
Nice.
Yeah. I will explain how you're more
susceptible to getting the prime engrams to drop from yellow bars after decrypting the prime engram. So what Rick Kakis told me, he said to go in and do escalation protocol. Because once you hit that certain wave, I mean, at this point, we could all do escalation. We could do the first wave by ourselves, right? Go into EP, start it up. There's that one wave where everything pops out yellow bars. Keep doing
they're,
that.
They're dropping three. Those engrams they're from dropping, escalation?
Yeah, you can get prime engrams from other places in the world. So go do EP. The yellow bars come out all together all at once. Kill them.
It's like the Staples EC button.
Yeah, so there's a higher... You know, there's a higher chance that you're going to get a prime engram because there's a more bigger concentration of yellow bar bosses.
Okay, so, see, the other night I crypto one. Then I went and played Gambit, and I didn't get it from any of the yellow bars in there except for the, you know, wanted version of whatever came out. Like, oh, you've got a high value target on the field. And I'd be like, cool. And I got two more prime engrams out of those.
Go get that prime engram. It's hot for the taking. All right, all right, all right.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's, I mean, that's what it's like. There's a high value target. Go get him, Guardian.
Hey, want to see what I keep in my sack?
Give me them motes that I don't know what I'm going to sell them for, but we're going to be rich.
Hey, what's this smell like to you? I just want to say stuff all night long in that voice. Can we just do that? Hey, Guardian, is soup cereal?
Hey, no, Guardian, is cereal is a hot dog a sandwich?
Hey, Guardian, why do I drive
on a pizza?
Oh my god!
Yes.
Why hey, do Guardian, I drive on a parkway and park on a driveway?
Or gyro.
Oh boy! I think Stu's head is gonna explode. Do you like that better, Stu, or do you like this little boy?
I think I actually prefer the British accents.
For I once, I do.
Right, oh, right, oh, right.
Although I will say, that the Drifter,
you called me.
He probably has one of the best lines I've heard from an NPC in a long time.
Is it the G horn?
The other team sucked, and I was like, "What the fuck did you say?" That was amazing.
Your team is doing all right. The other team, they suck. Do better next time. Like, you know, he's like, damn, you just gave it to him.
I was gonna say, Kev's nose is so stuffed up, he doesn't have to do anything special to talk like this.
I don't have to. It's already stuffed.
I think my favorite line he does was, I joined you, Guardian, but I pawned my Gjallarhorn.
Oh, that's awesome. Now I want to go play to hear it.
I want to go play, period.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this for like 40 minutes here.
All right, let's wrap it up. That's all we have time for this week.
You know what? You joke, but I'm ready to fire off these next few segments. Like, let's rapid fire this shit. All right. Want to go play.
I have my PS4 up right now.
All right. We can do that. Hold on. I'm going to have to plug this in real quick. Figure that out later. Yeah, but good times are being had in D2 right now.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Very, very positive reception from across the board, pretty much.
Yeah, I feel bad, but I'm getting that feeling. It's like looking at the clock, like, okay, when's everybody going to go to bed? Ooh, everybody, you guys are really tired tonight, huh?
Oh, it's 7:15. Yeah, that sounds like I'm in bed. I'm going to go.
Yeah. See, now I am really pleased that the raid isn't till this coming Friday. I'm glad that they gave us a week and a half, so.
Yeah, for sure. I am, I'm hoping, let me see what my max light could be. As of right now, I could be 513 and a half.
Me too.
So.
513.6, yep.
So I'm thinking, and what they're saying is that, so the raid is what,
540 is the guest. Nobody knows for sure, but everyone's assuming it's going to be around there from what they've.
But what I've heard is that the enemies are going to be lower as you go in, so you can kind of get higher as you go through the event. Mm-hmm. So even if you're like 525, I mean, people are doing the Nightfall right now, and that's what 540.
Yeah.
That's 5/4. So they're thinking. Oh, yeah. So they're doing it like Wrath of the Machine, where it started out as like, oh, it starts out at 380, and then it goes to about 390 about halfway through, and then the end's 400, even though you weren't 400. Yeah. I like that, because then it's like, all right, I'm not instantly just pissed off I can't.
Attempting it in the first place gives you a little boost.
Yeah. All right. Sweet. Let's do, you know what? Let's do some housekeeping real quick. I'm going to get off my chest here.
Housekeeping!
Don't think you're sleeping.
Housekeeping!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
All right, Guardians. DTP housekeeping. Please, whatever you do, whatever you're doing, just stop. Go to dadtalespodcast.com. There you can join the Discord. We there are links to the clan. We open up another clan.
Yeah,
we did.
So now we have.
Yep.
Yeah, we have another clan open. Come join us. Come join the Dad Tales ranks. Come on, people. Yeah. So you can do that. Go in the Discord.
Come on,
join the Patreon. And then also Gamersubs.gg. Use the promo code DTP. Save yourself 10% off of Gamersubs.
Mmm. Yummy Gamersubs.
Yeah.
You guys get any new flavors this week?
Bet your ass I did.
Oh yeah?
What'd you get? I got horseradish and gefilte fish.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's really good.
Today is Rosh Hashanah, so.
Yeah.
I got a decent one.
Yeah, what'd you
actually
get?
It was pretty good. It was fish and chips. Hold the chips. Yeah.
Okay.
It was nice.
That was kind of like mine.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely something fishy going on here, because I got something with fish too.
Yeah, what'd you get?
Unbelievable.
Hot dogs and sardines.
Wow. Salty.
Yeah. That's okay.
We're going to have something to mix that with extra water.
It's like your weekly sodium intake.
Hey, yeah, really. That's like eating like 10 cups of ramen noodles.
The hot dog water in Canada is you know, it's big money.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see that? Yeah.
You know, did you get the package we sent you? With the gamer subs in there, the new that we got from research and development, did you get one?
Let's see. You know what? I really did. I think like it was about 2 weeks ago, so it was a little bit ago.
Yeah, I wanted you to be prepared. Yeah. So
it was it was a surprise. I wasn't expecting it. It was like a mystery flavor.
Uh-huh.
But I swear it was like jalapeno popper.
Ooh, I love a good jalapeno.
That sounds pretty good.
Be a little spicy.
Yeah. Yeah, it had like a little kick, but it wasn't like the cream cheese jalapeno pepper. It was like a nacho cheese, so that was like an extra layer.
Nice.
I like it.
How about you, Baroque? What'd you get?
I got some of their new fall flavors they're trying out.
You got the fall collection?
I got part of the fall
seasonal
collection.
Seasonal delight.
Yes, like it was a pumpkin spice Play-Doh. it was... I don't know how to put it.
It's yeasty.
It's pretty chilly out tonight. I could go for one of those.
Oh my god, I love it so much. It's so nice.
I put a sweatshirt on.
Pumpkin spice.
I'm not sure. You know, if it's like they're gonna go with the fall flavor or the basic bitch flavor is just what they're gonna name them, because you know,
basic bitch.
I saw this meme and it was like
pumpkin spice latte.
It was like IPAs are like pumpkin spice lattes for guys.
IPA was pumpkin. IPAs.
Oh, you drink regular beer?
Yeah.
IPAs.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we had a contest. And the contest was just for you guys, the listeners, and the people that joined the Discord. And so you got one entry. Just for entering, putting your information in. One entry. But you got an additional three if you answered a question. Now, you didn't have to get that question right. You just had to put in an answer. And so, the question was, and I did promise I would read the answers. The question was, what does Justin think Barbecue's dog is named? The correct answer is Bosco. I've been calling Baroque's dog Bosco for I don't even remember
how long. That's
silly Bosco.
Probably since Bosco was a puppy.
A couple of years.
It's been a while. His dog's real name, I do know it, is Brody. But it's funnier to me to call it Bosco. Now. So let me read off some of the ones that aren't classic. Bosco. We got Colonel. Sauce.
It's a, yes, it's a, I named my dog Sauce.
That is a fantastic name. Like really
sauce. Here's
cartoon show. It's barbecue and sauce.
Sauce. That's pretty funny. One said, it took me 3 days to listen to the whole show. I must have missed it and forgot. Is it Skippy? Skippy? I listen to the podcast every week, but I have no freaking clue. I don't recall this at all. Punisher Pizza. Buddy Christ. That made me really laugh.
My dog just runs in and stops me.
That's it.
By the way, you can go to Red Bank, New Jersey to Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash, and Buddy Christ is in the back of the store. It's pretty awesome. Shit on a Stick. I have no idea. Humpy Humperson. Bonio.
Bonio.
Barbecue bullshit. I'm skipping over all the Boscos. There are a lot of Boscos. A lot of people knew that, which is awesome. We appreciate that the fact that you guys know that. Bronco.
Bronco, okay.
Cujo. Buster. Mario. Speaking of Mario, people still haven't figured out Stu's name. People were throwing out like the most, like all these like Italian names, like the most stereotypical Italian.
Giuseppe,
name.
Hey, Giuseppe, Pasquale,
Pepepe,
Marcantonio.
Like, yeah, you're never gonna get it.
Gianfranco.
You needed to get on a different level for this.
Vittorio.
Salvatore.
Bonera. Doug. I like that.
Oh, yes. Come here, Doug.
This one says, fuck, that was the last episode, I think. Shithead? No, probably not.
You guys think I hate my dog, don't you?
I actually like Sauce. That's a pretty good name for a dog.
Yeah. Barbecue Sauce.
Well, just Sauce. You know, you leave it open-ended.
My baby's got sauce. Your baby sauce. Ain't sweet like mine. She got sauce.
Saucy, get the fuck off of
little,
the couch.
Little G Love and special sauce. But we do have a winner, and that is Jaran 420, and they are in our Discord. And
wait,
John.
Jaran 420?
Well, I think it's like.
I think he means 420.
No, it's an O.
Justin's really hip.
I know it's an O, but I think
I know what he meant. I'm just saying the name. In case there's another one.
420.
You're such a dad.
You're a fucking narc. You're a fucking narc.
Are you a cop, man? You have to tell me if you're a cop.
You gotta tell me.
Anyway.
I probably spelled marijuana with an H. Marijuana.
Yeah, marijuana.
That's how you know somebody's a narc. Marijuana.
Marijuana.
I forget. Oh shit! I was like,
"Oh my god, I can't wait till October."
I think Racer like King's Coast was like, "Hey, tell us some people who you think would be cool to be affiliated with our coffee." And Racer's like, "Oh yeah, hey, Dad Tales, what about you guys?" And I'm thinking like, "Fuck that, we need to have like Dad Tales weed. That's what we need to do."
I'm working on a little something here, boys.
Stu woke up. All right. But anyway, John, thanks so much for playing. I will be in touch with your prizes, which include some Destiny Funko Pops, the Cade McFarlane figure, the Cade GameStop figure, and what else? I think Dad Tales sticker and a code for a Moment of Triumph sticker. Moment of Triumph shirt.
Think the Penetrator 5000.
And the Penetrator, yeah. Well, it's the purple Penetrator 5000.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a bit used, but
it's the gift that keeps on giving. Let me tell you. I have four of them.
It's last year's model. We couldn't get the 6000 because it was just a little too pricey.
No, but we couldn't do that. All right. So wrapping.
Join that Patreon, and maybe next year we can up the ante.
Yeah.
Let's do Guardian's Choice. And then I have our DTP 11 questions that I sent to Yuna. And then so after we do that, we'll get the hell out of here so we can go play some fucking Destiny. So let's do this. Oh, Song of the Week, too. We got Song of the Week to worry about. All right. Guys, would you rather? Oh, Guardian's Choice. Would you rather? Whatever. Would you rather? Oh, and if you haven't heard this before, ladies and gentlemen out there, I will pose a question to our panel here. I will open the floor for questions. We'll close the floor for questions at any given moment, and then they'll have to give me their answer. And that's how we roll here. Would you rather shave half your head, but for the rest of your life, you'll never get junk mail? But you have to. I mean, you have to have your half your head shaved forever. Or shave off one eyebrow, and you'll never get a call from another telemarketer again. The floor is open for questions.
Do I have to choose?
And so, I got a question.
The answer to your question:
if you're already bald,
if your head is already shaved, you have to grow the crown out.
Oh, so what about an undercut?
Oh,
yeah. You gotta go.
Can I have like the half on the top half?
No, it has to be. It has to be like.
No, for you have to do like the cul de sac. You have to do what I.
Don't call me on a Harlequin type. Don't call me on a technicality here, okay? I know everybody's tricks. This is my first rodeo.
Go for like that cyberpunk look, you know, halfway down her head, just shaved on this side, and just like.
No, it has to be like one half of your head.
But she's straight out of like one of those 80s sci-fi movies from the future.
Yeah, and if you were already bald,
you know, hardcore storm,
you do have to grow that half of your hair out, but only to maybe like, I mean, at most 2 inches, but you can kind of keep it.
Okay, you know what I mean? If I grow it out like Krusty the Clown, like big old afro off the side.
If I
it has to be
shave
noticeable.
The brow. Yeah. Can I color it in? Or does it have to be completely bald?
Yeah, can I get microblading?
Sharpie.
I'm going to say yes, you can definitely color in an eyebrow. Okay. Speaking of which, I had my Filipino grandmother on my mom's side. She didn't have any eyebrows, and I'm pretty sure that she colored them in blue. Like, because she's a very brown lady, and her eyebrows were like, they weren't brown. They were like a shade of like blue or something. I don't know. It was really funny. I wish I had a picture of her. Anyway.
All right, I'm ready.
Yep, me too.
I mean, my choice seems to be made for me here.
Floor's closed.
Since Gmail takes care of all the spam for me, I don't have to worry about that. I'm going to go with the shaved
eyebrow.
No, this
is regular mail. This is like snail mail.
Snail mail.
Oh, yeah. Snail mail. Yeah, I just throw in the garbage. Recycling. Yeah, I'm going with the shaved eyebrow and stop calling my damn phone.
Okay. I'm blowing him up. Scam likely. Every fucking scam likely.
Speaking of, have you seen that that new app?
No.
That robocall or something it's called?
Oh, it answers it, right? And fucks with him?
It answers and fucks with him.
That's pretty funny. All right. Yuna, how about you? What are you going with?
See, I'm pretty vain about my hair, so that's a no-go. Like, if you said, like, it was okay for an undercut, I'd be like, okay, because I can hide that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't hide half a head. But, yeah, so I'll go eyebrow, because I friggin' hate all of the fake IRS phone calls I'm getting lately. And worst case scenario, I'll just shave both eyebrows and get microblading.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
My wife got one of those IRS phone calls last week.
Yeah.
She's like, the IRS called me. I'm like, it's a scam. It's been going on for months. And she's like, are you sure? Yes.
Yes.
I'm sure. The IRS doesn't call you, okay?
Yeah. And they don't say we will report you to the police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Okay. If you do not buy us Target gift cards.
Baroque, how about you?
I'm going to be losing an eyebrow, and I'm going to color it in so I look like I'm doing the people's eyebrow from The Rock all the time.
Good call.
Hey, speaking of The Rock, did you guys see what I retweeted the other day?
No.
It was somebody, they posted like 2.5-3 minutes of Stone Cold Stunners.
Oh yeah, I saw.
And in
saw
that entire video, there was like 3 or 4 encounters with The Rock.
Oh, shit.
That guy was the best, man. That guy was the best at selling a stunner.
Yeah, he was.
He would like bounce up off of the floor. Yeah. Like he's just so ridiculous, you know.
The Rock didn't ask you a goddamn thing. What did he say? Yeah, I think that was one of his lines.
Yeah, I don't want to get any more of those scam calls. I had one the other day. They actually called me and went, "Hey, you called me. Call me back." I didn't even call you.
But we get them in Mandarin here. Asian area here. Oh yeah, and it's you'll get the same in English too, but like not the IRS. For us, it's the CRA, and it'll be like this robotic voice, like, "You have outstanding taxes of $4,685. You are in serious police trouble." And you're like, "Yeah, okay." Yeah. But then sometimes you pick up the phone and it's actually like there's a big Chinese community here, and it's like in Mandarin, and they're trying to scam you there.
Yeah. I got one the other day, and it was this guy, and I pressed play on the message, and it was just like, I hex you. And I like deleted it right away. I was like, fuck this guy.
I would have called him back.
I like looked at my phone. I was like, what is going on? This guy's hexing me.
Sometimes at work.
Christ compels you.
Sometimes at work, I get customers coming in. They're like, yeah, someone called me and they told me that my computer had a virus. And they said they're from, I can't tell you where I work. And I'm like, yeah, that's not us. They're like, no, but you guys can see into my stuff, right? And I'm like, no. No, don't answer the phone.
Yeah, that's not how computers work.
They're like, yeah, but you wanted me to give you $500, and I gave you my credit card. I'm like, no, you did not give us your credit card. Oh, my God, no.
Hand it over.
I'm like, no. I'm like, okay, first off, please call your credit card company and put a hold on that payment.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Stewie G.
I'm taking the one that I do what I always do anyway. I'm going to keep shaving my head, I guess. So I don't know what that gives me, but as soon as I heard that, I'm like, that's the one I'm picking. So I'll stick with it.
All right. But you got to shave. You got to let the other half grow out.
Oh, no. Wait a second.
Like, yeah, dude.
You have to let the other half grow out. Sorry.
It's too late. Sorry. You already picked. That's what you have
to do. I'm on that DTP weed. That's what's happening here.
DTP weed.
DTP weed.
Dad Tales Podcast.
Podcast.
Nailed it.
Dad Tales Puffcast. Listen, save that for October. That's when it's going legal here.
Well, no, I think what I wanted to name the episode was Stu had mentioned it. He coined the phrase "bros and arrows."
Bros.
Yeah, that was a good one too.
That's a good one.
That was a good one.
I'm going with the eyebrow too, just because I think it'd be really funny.
Choice.
I could do different things with this eyebrow that I never thought of doing before.
All the shapes.
You can like make yourself like curly circles on it. Like,
yeah. I just like permanently half angry. Like
yeah, half
angry. Yes.
Really incredible. Way up here.
My angry face.
Yeah. I love going on Reddit and seeing like I forget what subreddit I was on, and it was just like eyebrows. These people with fucking crazy these girls with these crazy eyebrows. Oh my god.
Yeah, see that? I grew up in the Hispanic community in California.
No
joke. There was like a section of them that did not have natural eyebrows. And you knew which ones were better at it because, like, oh, that looks kind of natural. And you'd find the one that's like freaking like Ronald McDonald like eyebrows. You're like, whoa!
You know what? It's pretty bold of someone to just be like, you know what? I can improve on nature. Fuck you, eyebrows. I'm taking you guys off.
I'm going to dry you in.
Yeah.
It was, did you see that?
60 something days for them to grow back. Like, it's a long time for them to grow back.
Mm-hmm. You ever see those pictures of the babies with their, people take like eyeliner and just draw in their eyebrows so they're angry? They're like permanent angry babies. It's the most adorable thing on the planet.
That's awesome.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, see, I would do that.
Yes, you both need to do that. You have an angry baby off when you have the babies.
It's going to have the people's eyebrow for like real. It's like, what the hell happened to that baby?
That's funny. There was this contestant on Survivor, and she had, like, really blonde hair. And you could, like, when they would interview her up close, you could see that she had eyebrows, but they were tattooed inside of them to make them look darker. It's kind of weird because, like, I mean, it looks great and all when you're, like, 25.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're, like, 83, it's gonna look really fucking weird when you have these like super dark eyebrows.
It depends. So like my mom has like a form of alopecia, so she's been like losing all of her hair. So she got the microblading done because she lost all of her eyebrow hair.
Oh wow.
Like it's all gone. So in order for her to look not like an alien, she has to have that on there. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't look too bad. Yeah.
Well, good to know. I just would see her and I'd be like, I was like, Lise, she's got like tattooed eye, but it's not like, I mean, it's not like individual. It's just like a blob. Like,
See, now that's not right.
Yeah, then. No. It's a crayon. Crayoned it.
Yeah, good microblading. Like, they do, like, they make it look like they're individual hairs, and they do, like, different crisscrossing and everything like that.
No, this wasn't that. All right, let's do Song of the Week.
I think I learned more about microblading than I ever cared to learn.
I know. I didn't even
know it was. Now mom tails.
All right. I go
blade somewhere else.
Slap at the bass, mommy. Slapping the bass, mommy. There you go. Slap at that bass, mommy. I slap at the bass.
All right. Slap at the bass. Song of the Week. We do not have a theme this week for Song of the Week. We're just going to like fly by the seat of our pants. Like all righty. You know what? Are you going to add to our Song of the Week? And actually, God, my brain is on Destiny tonight. Song of the Week. We have a Spotify playlist. It's called Dad Tales Playlist, basically, if you go into Spotify. You can also find Dad Tales Podcast on there as well. And we have quite a nice list of songs on
273.
Very eclectic mix going on.
19 hours and 35 minutes of listening pleasure.
Oh, that's nice. All right. What would you like to add to our Dad Tales podcast playlist?
Who's going first?
You.
Oh, me. Okay. Sorry. Well, I didn't get a chance to check, but if this is not on there, I definitely want it on there because it is hands down my favorite song of all time. Okay. And that is Under Pressure by Bowie and Queen.
Ooh. That's
I don't know. That might be.
That's a good question.
We had a round where it is not on there.
It's not on
there. It is not. See,
wow.
I still laugh. If you ever can find the Vanilla Ice video where he's explaining how he didn't rip that off, he's like, no, listen to it. And mine goes, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Totally different. And you can tell he's being dead serious, but it's like...
Well, he adds like that.
Homer,
at
you're
the
just
end.
Replacing the D's with do's. You know
that one? It's like one of those funny. You're just like, there's no way he believes this. But you can tell he believes it. But it's just like.
He sold it to himself at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I don't know if you've ever seen this before. I know I've mentioned this on the show at least a couple times. There's a YouTube video. It's just audio, but it's the two of them singing without the music track. So
yeah,
it's just them. I mean, you could hear it, I think, in their microphone.
It's
so
faintly
it's like very
in the
faint.
Background,
yeah.
But it's
my gosh, like Freddie Mercury. Jeez, man, like
what a voice.
He is just like he's so spot on. It's crazy.
There's a few.
But yeah,
of those
go,
songs,
go
like,
check
if you
that out.
Hear
it's
it.
Amazing.
They've done the same with the Disturbed version of Sound of Silence, where they took away all the music and it's just the lead singer singing it. And
there's a
like,
few of them like that.
Damn!
Yeah, it's pretty dope. All right. Boost, what are you choosing this week, buddy?
I'm going to go a little country on you.
Oh, really?
I'm going to go Luke Combs, C-O-M-B-S. And the song is Hurricane.
Okay. Back you like a hurricane.
That was exactly what I thought when he said that.
All right, bro.
I'm going to go with the band is Boney M.
Okay.
And the song is Rasputin.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's one of those songs. It's just like, this is...
Is this like a big song right now, or is this something that you guys were talking about? Because I've never heard of it.
Are you serious?
I've never heard of this song. Really?
It's older. It's
yeah, man. It's ancient.
Was it like 70s? I mean, it's
yeah, at least.
Really?
You watch the music video to it too, and it's just like, whoa, yeah.
Is it one of these where I'm gonna listen to be like, oh yeah, I fucking know that song
within 2 seconds?
Okay. Because I've never heard anybody ever mention Boney M. in my entire life.
Well, sir, I don't know where you live.
You almost want to like make a video of like you go to talk to Rasputin.
I do know where you live.
That'd be pretty good.
You want me to pull an Admiral Nips and I'll just give my full address? All right, Stu.
I was listening to this in the car the other day. It came on and it was just such a fun tune. Jukebox Hero by Foreigner.
Oh my gosh. I was rocking out to Foreigner the other day.
Hero.
Of that one guitar. What changes life? It was good. It was good. Good tune.
I want to know what love is. I want Stu to show me. I'm going to go with...
Hey, somebody's listening to Spotify, not on mute. There, you stopped it now. You stopped
it. You're hot-blooded. And I am going to go with... Is it me? Oh, shit, it's me. I'm like, I still hear it. And... Oh, my God. Jesus, it just keeps playing songs. I'm going to go with... Live in the Moment by Portugal the Man.
Nice.
So I've been listening to... Oh, shit. Psh, duplicate song. What?
Oh.
Somebody already had that?
I think you did like 2 weeks ago, man.
Did I?
Yeah.
That could be.
You said the exact same thing, because I've been listening to a lot of Portugal the Man. No shit.
which is
I've been listening to a lot of fucking Portugal the Man. I'm going to tell you that right now. Oh, boy.
While you're thinking, there's a fun fact. The song Feel It Now was actually written in 45 minutes as they took a break from writing the song you just tried to put on the playlist a second time. Because they got stuck and they just took a break and wrote Still Feel It Now, like in 45 minutes.
Oh, man. What am I going to pick now? I'm kind of at a loss here. All right.
Okay. So bad. I should have gone with a song, you know, for Jace of Lindsey Stirling, because, you know, as you made fun of me,
I know what I'm going to go with. I was listening to The Best of Sam Cooke while I was cooking dinner the other night, and I'm going to go with You Send Me by Sam Cooke. Yeah, it is.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Don't you think? How bizarre.
Help is on?
Help is on. All right. Good job. Good job, everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm congratulating.
Way to go, everyone.
Congratulations for picking a song.
You did it again. Another week. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's do some DTP 11 questions, and then we'll get the hell out of here. I updated some of these questions here. All right. You know, are you ready to answer
the DTP 11 questions? I'm ready. I have my notes questions. All filled out.
Awesome.
She's got notes.
Okay. Question number one. What was your favorite show growing up?
Ironically, it's also my daughter's favorite show now, and that's Full House.
That's a strong choice. Now, is she the new Full House, or is she like the old Full House?
Both. So I got her into Fuller House. Yeah. And I had like originally binged that with my one of my best friends, and she came over and we like binged the whole thing. And then my daughter caught on to it, and now I literally can't get her to stop watching it. It's probably been played, both of them have probably played through Fuller House Fuller House more, so probably at least 10 complete times, and Full House is at least 3 times. Gosh. And now she's ruining it for me. But
I couldn't help but
exactly.
When she
walks around going, how rude.
Yeah. We pulled up at my wife's aunt's house tonight, and they have a fireplace, so they're getting all their wood ready for the wintertime. So he has about like 4 cords of wood, and there's another huge pile in the driveway to be stacked. And when we pull up, I couldn't help myself but go, what is that, wood? Or like,
what is that?
I can't do the voice like Dave Boyer.
He's a woodchuck.
Yeah, the woodchuck.
Yeah, it's a woodchuck puppet, yeah.
All right. Question number two. What's something you refuse to share?
My sewing / gaming room. So this is my room. Like, my daughter can come in here and talk to me if I'm on the computer. Otherwise, it is absolutely off limits to everyone in the house except for me and the cat.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is
this
awesome.
This is my, don't touch my stuff.
I want a room.
So, yeah.
Would you say that's your she shed?
My she shed.
Someone burned down my she shed.
Someone burned down my she shed.
I guess you could say that.
I'm getting a new she shed.
Like, I've got, like, my Destiny stuff and I on the walls, and I've got, like, my my Stormwind sword from World of Warcraft. And
oh, nice.
I have, like, all my sewing stuff in here. And yeah.
Awesome.
No one else has a reason to be in here. Let's put it that way. No.
Get out of here and don't touch my shit. Out.
Don't touch my Gallahorn.
It's like my office. Get out.
Yeah, that's right. You got a Gallahorn.
I got a Gallahorn. Yeah, my daughter's like, can I play with it? And I'm like, no.
Do you play with it at all? Like, when you're just in your room by yourself? You're
like, she's in her room, she's jumping around. She's like, suck on this.
Okay, I can't admit that I picked it up and I went, walked into the bathroom and looked in the mirror. Come on. Anyone who's bought one of these has done that.
I bet it feels amazing. Oh, I want one.
Yes. It's huge. It's like, just like enormous. Like, I showed my husband, and he's like, holy fuck. And I'm like, yeah.
I'm telling you, when we have one at my GameStop, I know that that motherfucker's going to go 50%.
It's on sale.
It is?
It's. I bought this for $65.
Ooh.
That's the only reason why I bought it. I know. Like,
say that.
I'm like,
you could have a big Gallahorn behind your desk there.
Ooh, and then, so that was last week's purchase, and this week's splurge was the Cabal dropship, because that came down like 40. And I'm like, I can't not get it.
I don't know. I like what you're saying right now. yeah, okay. I may have to look into that. what's something you collect? I guess that kind of fits in with the second one, but what's something you collect?
Ironically, I'm not even going to say anything about, like, the Funko Pops or anything, but it is cute reusable tote bags. So, like, you know those, like, dollar tote bags that you can get, like,
exactly
at Target?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I have a real problem. So, like, even from, like, PAX last year, Mark showed me. He's like, hey, this is all the stuff I got. And I'm like, I need that bag. And he's like, I'll send it to you. And I'm like, please do. He sent me the bag. And I'm like, I'll never use it because it's, like, enormous. But, like, I have, like, a real problem.
All right. Good to know. Those bags. Question number 4. What is one movie/TV show you would put The Rock in to make it better?
I'm sure you've gotten this answer before, but
no, because this is the first time I've ever asked it.
Every movie/show ever. I love The Rock. Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson is the man.
He is.
He is the man.
I wish I could put another one of him in Rampage to make that movie better.
He's rampaging against each other.
He needs to make that movie good. You need two The Rocks.
two Rocks. you need a light Rock and the dark Rock.
Yeah, exactly.
You need Dwayne Johnson and the heel The Rock.
That's right.
Is what you need.
You know what he needs? He needs more, because I've been watching, like, a lot of Ballers lately, and it's weird to hear him, like, raw, like, uncut, mm-hmm. like, you know, like, F-bombs.
Really, yeah.
And, like, he needs a movie like that. Yeah. Where he can just be him, kind of himself.
Have you seen Baywatch, Kev?
Yeah, I've seen Baywatch.
God, fucking Baywatch. But, like, that movie came really out of nowhere being amazing.
Yeah.
Really? It was good?
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
I'll watch it. Isn't it on, like, Netflix or something?
It's so funny. Yeah, it's one of those movies where, like, my wife was, she was, like, reading or something on the couch. The kids went to bed. I wasn't planning on gaming. I was like, let me just see what's on. And it popped up on Hulu. And I just clicked on it. And she's like, and it started. It's got to, like, be, like, a minute in. She's like, are you watching Baywatch? I was like, yeah. And she puts her book down, folds it. Next thing you know, like, we're, like, doubled over belly laughing at this movie.
It was pretty good.
It was really good.
Really?
Oh my god! It was so much better than I thought.
It is on Netflix now. Maybe I'll watch it.
Dude, I'm telling you, you have to watch it.
It also have Zac Efron in it.
It does. Oh, and by the way, we watched The Greatest Showman.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
I really liked it. I really liked it.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
My wife wants to watch it, but I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I think Gear Dad bought it for his daughters, and he was talking about how they watch it on loop. And I mean, I can imagine if it played all the time. But my daughter knew all the songs just because she's like a theater kid, mm-hmm. and she knew all the songs going into it. And we just had to be like, you know what? Shut up. Don't sing anything. We want to watch the movie, or else she would sit there and sing everything with it. Like that, we're not doing that today. And it was really good. I liked mm-hmm. it a lot. So I'm glad I didn't buy it because it's on HBO now. We can watch it whenever we want.
Yeah.
So, all right. Question number five. If you could buy back any toy from your childhood, what would it be?
My She-Ra crystal castle.
Okay.
Dude, I had two of those
things. That's a sick-ass answer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had two of those things. I was, like, pimping out my crystal castles to, like, my friends. I'm like, come into my castles.
That's awesome. I remember that one. That was pretty, that was a pretty dope.
It had an elevator.
Yes, it did. It did.
Yeah.
Six, what was your first car?
I had a Chevy Prism, which was reality a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah,
because if you open up the lid, it says Corolla right on the engine. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I had a Chevy Prism with a Z.
Chevy.
Not even with
that
an actual Prism.
That was a bad stretch for Toyota there with that.
Yeah. Chevy Prism.
All right. What's the last time you felt like a total badass? When you had your Gjallarhorn on?
Yeah. No, actually, it was this week, the first, because I have lots of badass moments in Destiny, where I'm, like, just cackling in amusement, but it was the first time I went into the Crucible with the bow and arrow, because I was just, like, I could tell people weren't expecting it, and I was just hitting them from, like, forever away, and I'm not a good sniper.
Yeah, yeah.
So I felt powerful, like, I held, like, the power of life and death in the palm of my hand, and every time I did it, I'm like, ha, ha, ha. I'm like, listen. Sniping
yeah.
your ass.
I have that same thing. I've done it. And it's like you go in. And it's like I feel like I'm Robin Hood or Legolas. Man, just get the bow.
You know what?
Ooh, in the pink, face.
Pink. Pink. Yeah.
It really does feel different to get hit with it too. You're like, oh shit. Like it's
yeah.
Yeah. All right. You're about to get in a fight. What song? Mm-hmm. What song starts playing?
From Hamilton. Not gonna waste my shot.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Like that one.
It was between that and Move, Bitch.
Get out the way.
You know, that reminds me, I was going to get another Ludacris song for to talk about roles, like roles that we get. I know Bads has like top drops. That's what I'm guessing that they're probably going to bring top drops back, which is a great segment. That you can only get in a game where you have random rolls. So they talk about the the drops every week. So I thought about like doing one for us and start playing.
Random.
Like, Roll out. All right. You're a mad scientist. What scientific experiment would you run if money and ethics weren't an issue?
Practical applications of wormhole theory.
There you go. Okay.
Yep.
Who was your childhood celebrity crush?
Me and like every other teenage girl in the young girl in the 80s. I just dated myself. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh boy.
Gotta love that JTT. I don't even know what he looks like nowadays.
He's about the same size.
Really?
He looks like a handsomer version of himself. From back then, because he's just
he just looks like an adult now.
He's like one of those guys. I forget what my wife and I were watching. We were watching something. I was like, God damn! Like this he's person only acting? Gets better looking as they get older. No, he's not acting.
Okay.
It wasn't about Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I think it was like Patrick Dempsey or something like
Patrick
that.
Patrick Dempsey. Ooh, yeah.
And I was like, Dempsey. Man, this fucking guy. Like, I haven't seen him in anything in years.
Mm-hmm.
He's like in his mid-50s, and he looks even more handsome than he did in the 90s.
So he's got Paul Rudd syndrome.
Does Paul Rudd suffer from that? Okay.
Yeah. All Paul right. Rudd suffers from Paul Rudd attractiveness syndrome.
You sound like you're from London.
That's like my only hope, man. That all of a sudden when I start, as I start aging, maybe something happens here and shit changes. I don't know.
What movie scared you growing up? And what in particular?
So I loved this movie, but it also scared me, and that was The Secret of Nim.
Yeah, that was that movie.
Creepy ass owl
had some creepy parts to it.
Yeah, like the part. Though. Yeah, the part specifically was when Nicodemus gave Ms. Frisbee the amulet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a scary sequence for me.
Ms. Frisbee.
Yeah,
I mean that dude. That's a scary freaking.
Yeah.
So a lot just, of those things there. Just like, whoa.
Just to kind of end on, to kind of wrap this whole thing up, and I'll open this up to all of us, I guess. Do you guys have a movie that really scared you growing up, and anything in particular about it?
Yeah.
What was it?
Night of the Living Dead.
The remake or the original?
The original.
Okay.
I don't even know how old I was then. Maybe, probably 8, 9, maybe. So my aunt had this this house that was it was in Columbia, New Jersey, I think, which is basically on the river. And it was this old ass house. And when we used to stay there, I saw that movie, then we stayed there the night, and it was bad.
Was it the kind of place where when the lights went out, there's no other lights around type of
thing?
Oh,
yeah. It was dark. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it, like, creaky floorboards, you hear the river in the back. Is
that's yeah. Totally.
My grandparents lived out in the country. They had a house like that. Like, when they turned the outside light off, like, that was it. Like, you were in the fucking dark.
Yeah.
All right.
What about I was scared shitless of Predator. Like, I remember when I was a kid, if I went to the bathroom at night, I would flush the toilet, and then I would wait for the water to come back up, and then I would close the lid and go out of the bathroom because I thought the Predator was going to come out of my toilet. I'd be like, I'm just making sure, because I know that motherfucker's not coming out when the light's on, so I'm just going to stay here.
The shop lid is sure to keep the Predator in the toilet.
Look, it didn't make a lot of sense, but I was petrified of the Predator.
Dude can rip your skull straight out your body.
Yo, by the way, new Predator.
3 ounces of toilet lid? Oh, that's his kryptonite.
The new Predator looks pretty that. Dope.
It wasn't just that. It was that he would come up with the rest of the water. You know, you flush it away and then the water fills up again. That's when he would jump in. So I had to make sure I would observe that, and then I would leave.
Oh, that's funny. What about you, bro?
I'm laughing at his childhood traumas.
Like, I can't remember anything, like, specifically when I was a child, but there's one movie that, like, when I got older, yeah, definitely hit a note when that was the movie Arachnophobia. Because me and spiders, just nah. And that movie definitely has a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, the very end with that big old spider jumping at him. Like, nope. Nope, 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 nope.
Yeah, there was something crawling on the floor down here a little while ago. I didn't want to. I tried to play it off, be really cool, but I was like, oh, where's that thing going?
You don't want another cricket situation on the podcast? No.
I got to show you guys this picture, but the other night I got punked. So I was like, I'll be online in 20 minutes. I'm just going to take the dog outside. So I took him out in the backyard, and I come back, and we got this sliding door, and there's a fucking praying mantis on the door. Like, full-on praying mantis there, and I was trying to shoo him away, and he just wasn't having it. He didn't give a shit.
Yeah, I saw that picture. That looked pretty awesome.
Yeah, he was big.
So for me, and I've already told the story about how even, like, today when I turn all the lights off, I run up the stairs because I think the xenomorph from Alien is right behind me. But there wasn't really any movie. I'm trying to think of anything that, like, really scared me. Well, there was one thing, but I was trying to think of a scary movie because this you wouldn't categorize this as a scary movie. It was Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, if this is the scene I think it is. Yeah,
it is the scene you're thinking of. And it's like it's when he gets a ride with Large Marge and he gets out of the van and she's like, you know.
Tell him Large Marge sent you.
Exactly. And then she goes, and her eyes pop out and fucking.
Oh, see, that's not what I was thinking.
That scared the shit out of me as a kid. And so.
The one that I was thinking of is same movie, is when he dreams about the freaking clown hospital working on his bike. That one right there, I was like, oh, hell no. Like that doctor pulls down that face mask and it's like, screw you, buddy. I'm out.
Yeah. So that was it for me. But I guess that is it. That'll do it. Let's go play some Destiny for a little bit.
All right.
Sounds good. Unilala, thank you so much for coming on with us tonight.
Thanks for having me back on. I always have a ton of fun with you guys.
Oh, well, great. Thank you. So where could people find you at on the internet-wise if they were so inclined to do so?
Mostly I've been keeping to Twitter lately, Y-U-N-I-E-L-A-L-A, although if you do search Unilala, you tend to be the first one that pops up, even though it's not my total handle.
All right, awesome. Baroque.
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Boost?
Boost KDB. Everywhere and anywhere.
Stu?
At Stugatzo on Twitter. STU_GATZZO.
Or you can find him on his... don't forget the underscore. Find him on his personal account, which is Frank Stevenson. You can find him there. Because that's his real name.
Giancarlo Ranieri.
You can find us at Dad's Tales. You can find me at JC Jesse. And yeah, that's going to be it.
Stay fresh.
Hashtag stay fresh.